We've got a passion. It's called peace. We've got a passion.
This is Active Voices. We discuss new books about our society, from city streets to our own secret worlds. Active Voices, presenting authors who practice what they preach.
It's called peace.
Today we're speaking with Jane Midgley about her new book, Women and the U.S. Budget, Where the Money Goes and What You Can Do About It. We discuss why more women need to be at the budget bargaining table. Who determines how the federal government collects and spends our money?
Well, this is a huge issue because obviously a lot of what I'm talking about here is what is a democracy. And I don't think we have a fully functioning democracy if we don't really have transparency and accountability in our federal budget and people don't even know what's really happening with it or what the process is. But another indicator or question that I'm putting out about do we really have democracy is that women and people of color are really not at the table in the numbers that they need to be for us to really be having a full functioning democracy.
Are we having just token input on these money issues?
I think we really are in a lot of ways, and just one statistic that I think is really important for people to understand. First of all, women are 51% of the population in the U.S., but we're only 13% of the people in Congress. And there's just a couple of women sitting on the Senate Budget Committee, for instance. I don't think that's enough when they're making such unbelievably important decisions. And another thing to remember about this, just to put it in kind of an international perspective, we rank 59th in the world in terms of our representation of women in our national legislature. So I would say in this case we're unbelievably backward. And you would think, you know, often from hearing the media and certain pundits talk that, you know, women are totally liberated and we've achieved everything and we're, you know, we've taken over everything. But I think if we really look at who's making these devastating decisions that have huge impacts, and a lot of the disproportionate impacts are on women and children, then I think we have to have a question about that. And then the other piece is, in this country, 69% of the population is white, but in Congress, 86% of the members of Congress are white. And another piece about this, the democracy piece, is that we have a huge proportion of millionaires and multimillionaires.
That's right.
In Congress, particularly in the Senate. Some people now call it the Millionaires Club.
So this makeup of millionaires, this makeup essentially of white millionaires, that's why the budget sort of looks like it's made by white millionaires and why that money trickles down that way. It's not that the country isn't diverse, it's that our representation isn't so diverse.
Totally. And one other point about this is that another thing that they're, as we speak, trying to ram down in through this budget process is making the tax cuts that Bush and company brought as one of their brilliant budget proposals, these gigantic tax breaks for wealthy and corporations. They want to make those tax cuts permanent. In a situation where the country comes up against a huge emergency like we did with the help needed to the victims of Katrina and Rita, that's a time when everything must be on the table, including tax, not just not making the tax cuts permanent, but how about, can I say this, raising taxes perhaps? I mean, we're not even allowed to talk about that.
Jane Midgley's book is Women and the U.S. Budget, Where the Money Goes and What You Can Do About It. She can be found online at womenandtheusbudget.com.
East West rock together. East West rock together. East West rock together. Together now.
This has been Active Voices from KSFR Studios in Santa Fe, presenting the authors who practice what they preach. I'm Chris Goldstein. Got a passion.